Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Having some problems.
Ooh.
Imagine that.
Well, you know what?
What?
It's not a good wise listening, so maybe it was just the intro thing having problems with that.
Yeah, so welcome everybody.
Crazy stuff.
Normally, this show is on an hour earlier.
It is indeed, typically.
On News for the Soul. However, they're serving a holiday there. We are...
some international Canadian folks, we can use them on the holiday.
Yes, we could.
Use their brains and their experience being lifelong Canadian citizens.
Finding out if their Thanksgiving is anything like ours.
As is full of lies and deception.
Like what?
Like it was all happy, hunky, glory, and, you know, the settlers and the Indians all get together and they just lovey-dovey-dovey.
Do they have Indians?
Native Americans. It's the North America. It's not there was no border for them. We can't go up there. That's Canada. Not. Yeah, they're all over. Alaska. You're in Alaska. There's a Native Americans, too.
Well, we're glad that we have you, Blog Talkers, with us. And, of course, our Facebookers who are joining us. We will begin readings momentarily.
Indeed.
Hang in there. First of all, I have to remind all of you, these are going to be readings conducted with ordinary playing cards. All right, so not any of the other methods that you know are all Arrow, Oracle, etc.
Etc. My favorite cards, etc.
Yes. Yeah. Etc.
Etc. deck, yes. Yeah.
So I just want you to be aware, this method I find to be extremely literal, not quite as in your face as Jim's Rebel cards are.
This is not tonight. This is not Friday.
But they also come filled with a lot of hope and a lot of encouragement, and along with being very literal. So just wanted to make that clear. Also, I will be using a full 24 card reading layout for you with each of your calls so that I get a good picture of your life, what's going on, that kind of thing. Okay? To coincide with your question. All right, and Jim, I guess that brings us to you.
Oh, okay, I can't wait to tell you what day it is.
To what?
I can't wait to tell you what day it is today.
All right.
But first of all, I want to welcome everybody to the show. I'll remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also like to remind the folks out there in all the lands that are Facebook and Blog Talk, and there's other venues you can listen to the show through that actually listen to it off Blog Talk, like iHeartRadio. There's a few different things. But anyway, welcome. All right. Let's start out with the phone number, 515-602-9676. Excuse me. It's hardly any carbonation. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message that you can listen to the show while you wait. That's a true statement. I did hear the show. Our intro was all on acid or something. Our intro was all jacked up, but it sounded like everything was cool after that when I was listening. So if you ever hear nothing or really broken, perfect, hey, call back. And typically that can fix your problems. Should never be silenced either. Facebookers, we'll do what we can do. Yes, you do have to call in. We do what you have to do. we will turn to Facebookers when we, if we can, because the phone callers get
priority one.
Priority. They are the priority because, I mean, it is what it is. They're there. There's folks that already been holding even 50 minutes for the show even started. So they even get some priority just for that alone too. But if we get some gaps, we'll turn to the Facebookers. And if we can do that, we'll let you know ahead of time. You can't call and get lined up. You know, you can't. You can't get, there's no queue for you Facebookers, unfortunately. We apologize. But it's free software, so you get what you pay for. But when we do make that announcement, it shall be formal, and you shall definitely know you won't have to question it. It would be a messenger out of your video to Deborah Lee. So but we'll talk about that if that time comes up. If you're international, but you have to let us know. I forgot to mention that. If you're international, please let us know, because we're going to give you live international shout-outs. We'll announce your name and where you're from. That's what we like to do to folks out there. Right now, I don't know if we have any. We got a couple new folks in here. So, but you got to let us know. We pretty good about our regulars. We don't typically have to ask them. But if you're not a regular and you want an international shout-out, as you should deserve, if you're typically, if you're international, unless you're on this continent, you're in some crazy time zone, and you might put that extra effort in to stay up late or get up early. So that's why we give the international shout-outs. Plus, it's cool. The internet makes it, like, cool that you can do that stuff that you couldn't do, like, 40 years ago. You couldn't do that. You couldn't do that. You had to have pen pals and write letters and stuff. But now you can just talk to people from other continents. It's cool. Right? Right. You're bloody well right. Anyway, back to the reading stuff. Anytime you hear that harp, typically, no, not typically, we're going to do that at the end of the reading to let you know that it has been concluded. International shout-out to Suzanne from Scotland. There we go. So when you hear the harp, realize it's a free reading. You get a little time slot, but we want to try to get as many folks in as we can. In order to do that, we have to keep it to a defined length. A defined length is in our brain. So if we had an hourglass or a stopwatch, we know we'd get called on it. We know it. We know it. Humans, they need to be nice, but typically they're dicks about that stuff, even though they get something free. It's funny. When people get something free, they still demand, hey, more time left. Fucking free. But anyway, so that's why we don't tell you a time. We just do it in our brains. And it's free. And we do it. Yeah, it is what it is. So when you hear that, let's read the reading, come to a conclusion, but you don't have to hang up or go away if you're on Facebook, because we're going to give you a single card before you go. One for the road, a single card reading. This time it's from the same deck, but it's a virtual deck. It's on psychiclovedoctor.com webpage. You can do it yourself anytime you so desire. There's a free reading menu at the top. And I shall give you a card, and I shall read what the definition is for you before you depart. And you know what it is. If you haven't had one before, you'll get it. You'll get the picture. And if you're a regular, you already know what I'm telling you. All right. Today
is
International
Beer
and Pizza Day. Good Lord, Jesus,
yay,
God Almighty. That should be the most holiest day of all holy days. That has nothing to do with
beer
religion.
Beer and pizza for everybody.
International. Not national. A lot of these days are typically ours in the United States. But that's international, folks. That is the shizzle. Shizzle, yes, it is.
Glad to have you with us there from South Africa.
Good. Do we tell us? Who is it? Where? It's an interesting, I've never heard of anybody with a name Treasury. Does your brother name Bank? Just curious. I'm just curious. Maybe there's a translation thing here going on. I don't know. So it's a weird name. I'm very suspect of it. It is what it is. That's all I will say.
Well, and I couldn't even begin, neither could you, Jim, to actually properly pronounce.
I'm not calling cities out anyway. Like that. I don't do that. We don't do that. We're going to call out your neighborhood, what block or street you live on, right? Hey, you're another continent. You don't have to be another continent, but you're another country. We respect that. We will announce it. Give it your live international shout out. All right, tonight Suzanne was the first that announced it. And we are doing outstanding. Looking at my list, okay, the list is there. We should probably attack that list.
Should we?
We shall do so, and we shall start from this area code that is not that familiar with me. 959, Connecticut, 959. You are caller numero uno. How's it going?
Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hello, we're doing well. What is your first name?
My name is Stacey.
What? I'm sorry we didn't catch that.
It's a rare name, so it's like Stacy and pencil. That's how I write my name.
Okay.
All right. We didn't, and plus, being over the internet stuff, we can't hear the enunciation perfectly either.
Yeah.
It is what it is, but thank you, sir.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Oh, I bet you do.
Especially, you know, it's one, when you're an adult and some people start going, or making fun of stuff, you're like, come on, I've already heard it all before, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're not a new person here also making up this funny thing. Hey, your name is Shade.
Yeah.
Oh, I know Shade. Like, or whatever. I've heard it all too, this stuff. So, all right. Well, anyway, welcome. Thank you for holding and being the first caller. What would you like to know or discuss?
I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I'm kind of, you know, my birthday is next week, so I'm kind of looking into, like, you know, some changes, because I've been going through a lot of stress within the last few years, and, you know, I'm just always, you know, looking for, you know, at least a break from all the baggage, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, a little bit of relief from life sometimes. Life sometimes is not as kind to everybody as it could be, and you'd like somebody to take your foot off the brakes or gas or whatever you want to say, just give you a little bit of time to catch your breath.
Since you are new with us, I would really appreciate it if you could give us a little more specific in terms of a question.
Some background a little bit about, you know, because you say you got a lot of stress. You could elaborate a little bit, as much as you feel comfortable about.
Right.
Great.
I mean, it's just mostly like, you know, financial stuff for the most part. But yeah, I would say it's within that area.
So finances and I guess job, they probably go hand in hand typically. So.
How's your love life?
Yeah, are you got that going on?
Well, my love life is like a roller coaster. I mean, considering that I'm with someone with bipolar.
That is a roller coaster.
Yeah. I mean, it has been true over the years, but it's still, you know.
Is your partner getting treated?
Yeah, is there treatment, medication and stuff, or is it just non-medication treatment?
He is on medication. He's getting treatment and stuff like that. I just kind of wish he has a little bit more. I think there's some room for more improvement in his treatment.
Okay.
I just haven't seen him coming to a therapist for a while. I guess his therapist just left. And I asked him a few days ago, I said, have you talked to a new therapist? Well, he hasn't heard anything back about it, so.
Medical system.
Well, and, you know, and he's got to be pretty eager to pursue it, too, and we don't know. Maybe he's just,
and the thing is,
you know,
mental health is a big issue now since the pandemic. You know, a lot of people kind of flip that switch.
Oh, yeah, finally it made some more people aware, you know, everybody should be aware because health is health. But a lot of people never realized, I guess there is an issue, isn't there, with
it's
all this, right?
Always had a stigma
attached. Right, because it's unseen.
Right.
There's been physical doctors for, like, since the beginning of time before they even had names of doctors, you know. But the mental thing, a lot of times they tried to think it was a physical issue or that person is just crazy.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, I am using your upcoming birthday as the starting point for your reading.
Okay,
right?
Is it about a weekish?
Yeah, and I want to tell you, this next year is literally going to be one of the best of your entire life.
Best of the best of the best.
You have cards that show you becoming so elevated. You're going to be at a higher vibration in your life, higher energy, and with it, yes, is going to come from, it appears to be a very unexpected source, which could be a new job, an inheritance. I mean, think of unexpected things that could come your way. I don't want to say like a lawsuit.
You don't want to say, it just could, just unexpected windfall, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and it's
probably not a lawsuit because you probably expect that.
It's really going to give you such greater security, freedom, and opportunity.
And it could come in the form of not cash itself. It could, like, a better job, right, too. That's going to lead to opportunity or something. Some kind of thing that either directly be a windfall or something that is going to lead you.
Yeah, right at this moment, I'm not picking up because I'm so new with you. Once I've read your cards a few times, I will be able to zero in on your spiritual and psychic, you know, the energy there. But right now I'm just kind of taking this blindly with you because you are new. But there are certain aspects in this reading that is really jumping out at me. And one of them is keep a close eye on your partner. Okay. I just want everybody to stay honest. And by that, I mean, it doesn't hurt to check up once in a while. Make sure.
Honest.
How would you put it? Like, you want to make sure that they're really in tune with you being, do you know what I mean? I'm saying it doesn't hurt to make sure your partner is still in step with you. Okay, because I feel there are certain things in his life that he's not sharing with you. And I'm not saying that they're about a betrayal or infidelity or something like that. But I'd say it's due to him keeping certain things inside. And that might be that might be part of his disorder with bipolar. But, you know, they are coming out with new treatments, new medications all the time.
Part of the issue with him is spending, you know.
Spending?
You know, when he runs out of money, here comes for me. I got the money. I make the most in the house. So.
I mean? That's adding to the stress that he's been talking about.
He has to learn how to live within his means. And you know, that's such an amazing lesson when you know, that you still have some money left at the end of before a new payday comes along. So, yeah, he's got to get better with that. Sometimes these people, and I admit, there are times I use spending as therapy myself.
Right.
Because it'll make you feel good, you know?
It could be an addiction, too.
It can.
A person could be addicted to anything, not just drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, they really could.
Right.
But I really think
have a very addictive, like, personality.
Sure, you're right, exactly. And that's a lot of it, too. People with addictive personalities get addicted to all sorts of stuff that you didn't think was possible. Right.
Did you ever consider maybe having a therapy appointment or more with him?
Well, he's
together.
Oh, together. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I should do that because I did it with a few years ago. I did it a couple of sessions. I didn't continue only because, you know, I was going to school and, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
And I pretty much stopped. But yeah, I should reconsider doing something like that.
Yeah, I really think it would do the two of you a whole lot of good. And, you know, learning how to manage finances. People today don't save very well. We need to learn to do that better.
Yeah, and it's hard, too, though.
It's hard.
Because the rules are going
up. Like, sometimes.
Everything's going up. Outrageous.
Yes, go ahead.
If I don't buy him something to drink, a liquor or something, I said, well, I don't have no money. He'll throw a tantrum. And I'm like, oh, my God. You need to grow up. I'm like, younger than you.
He's 36 and he's acting like
a 12-year-old.
Yep.
Yes, well, it's important to keep your relationship on a very respectful adult level.
Yep.
And not feel like you're dealing with the tantrum
throwing
toddler.
It's like if you want to be equals and partners, then there's give and take. Well, I'm preaching to the choir. He knows that. But, yeah. And if the other person wants to be immature, and, you know, and obviously, that's probably an enormous thing to be dealing with, the bipolar stuff, but that can't be a crutch either.
No, it can't. And
you
I
can't
really,
be like, well, I need this. You got to buy me this booze, girl. My God, you know. Or he's like, nah, that you don't. That is not a need.
I don't think that he's doing as well as he should with his bipolar disorder. I think that
he
needs
said
to step that up.
He said that he could be doing better. And like you said, the other therapist went bye-bye, and he hasn't got a new one yet. So that's probably not helping the situation. But he knows that.
All in all, for you, I'm seeing a fabulous year ahead for you.
I bet that's good news.
And if you reach the point where you feel like he is an albatross that you're carrying on your, like on your back, proverbially, it might be time for a break. You know, to do a Ross and Rachel from Friends and take a break.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oh, they took a break.
Okay, I believe that. I watched the show, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm
just saying, sometimes we need to let these partners that tend to take us for granted, we need for them to see what life is like without us.
Yeah.
To learn to miss us. Mm-hmm. And I really feel that if
Actually, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm actually having a surgery in Boston because I'm doing like a major ear reconstructive surgery.
Okay.
Because I was born with bilateral microtia, which is a very rare ear deformity. And so I'm going to be away about, I guess the surgeon said I have to stay there for about 3 to 5 days. So that will be my break. And that's
I think that'd be awesome.
That will be a break. Yeah, you're right.
And don't leave him too much access to any of your money.
Oh, yeah, I would. Ooh, I would not. Yeah, that would be bad news.
Actually,
okay.
That's the amount of time that rent's supposed to be paid for,
too. Yeah.
Yeah, as long as the essentials are there, then that's all that needs to be mattered. It doesn't matter if there's any extra money for things that aren't essential.
You know, it's
and he knows that, too.
It's something that I want to make sure you know is I don't see any major holes or cracks in this relationship.
That's a positive.
Yeah, I really think what you have that you're dealing with here is very fixable. But he's got to get on board.
Yeah, it sounds like that you're carrying all the weight, and that's not just talking financially. We're talking about all the weight, doing all the work, and it's never going to work out if one person is doing more work than the other.
Here, I have a really...
You're going to be very dissatisfied.
I have a very nosy question to
ask you. Nosy.
But do you plan to marry him?
Or have you already?
You know, he has asked me to marry him. I've been kind of declined to do that because I kept telling him, in order for me to want to marry you, you have to really, you know... Because I'm a Libra, so I feel like I take marriage to the high top, just very serious. He usually interprets it as I'm going to just run away from him. No, I feel very drained out by the idea of marriage, to be honest.
Okay.
Well, and if you don't feel 100%, that people do it, they just feel like, I'm 60% and I'm going for it. You should be 100% not do it. So I think that's wise.
I agree. And he's got some consciousness raising to go through here.
And half the people are the ones that aren't 100% it are the ones doing the proposing, which is crazy.
One thing I want you to know, though, son, is you're never going to be alone.
Never ever.
So you don't have to stay in a relationship that doesn't fulfill you. I definitely see other partners for you.
Some people might think that, there's nothing else out there for me and all that, but nah.
You got a lot going for yourself, and I hope you'll contact us again.
Indeed. Do not be a stranger, my friend.
Yes. We'd love to hear from you and how your surgery goes.
And we do multiple shows a week. We just, it's whenever. But typically Mondays for sure, Fridays and Saturdays are for sure, Wednesday's a pretty good time, but you just don't know. You can always look on Blog Talk and see if we got one scheduled.
Glad you found us.
Or Facebook. If you're on Facebook, we are also simultaneously broadcasting on Facebook on the Psychic Love Doctor Psychic Love Doctor show on Facebook. You can watch us at the same time if you so desire.
Yes, indeed. So.
All right, but anyway, we appreciate you calling and holding. And
yeah.
If it's your first reading, it could be tough because you're talking about things that you don't talk to strangers about. But, you know, it's
right.
We don't pry. We Deb actually just the more information you give her, especially as a first-time person, the better your reading.
I just felt, listen, you are a very easy read.
That's all. We're not
very easy. You're not, and this is no insult, but you are not a super complicated guy. You aren't.
No, okay. And that's a good thing. Actually. I think that's a good thing. That means you're not like all wrapped up in things you don't need to be wrapped up in, worrying about things. She's worried about things that matter.
Yeah,
finances. Exactly.
Finances
are a big part of life. That is life. You know, have, people say money isn't everything, but you know what?
When you don't,
you
have
gotta
it.
Have it. You gotta have something. You gotta have something.
Heck yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't want to live in a freaking cardboard box under an underpass. So I gotta have something.
So take care, my.
Dear. Yeah, we appreciate you. And yeah, definitely call back. There is no, we have people that call every single show, so don't worry about you.
Yeah.
We're not keeping track and saying, oh my God, we can't pick him. No, we don't do that.
All right.
Thank you. I really appreciate everything.
And you know what? I recommend, if you can, and it works out, if we're doing a show on your birthday, you should call them because you get a special reading.
Oh, yeah, we'll give you a big send-up.
And if it's not exactly on your birthday, call us like the day after, 2 days after, whenever we're doing a show. She'll still give you a one.
Oh, and thank you, and
okay.
Very
yeah,
good luck to you.
18th, so.
Okay.
18th. That is 9 days from now.
Oh.
We'll see. Well, we can't. We don't know. Like I said, we kind of wing our show.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, good luck to you, sir.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, that turned down.
You're welcome. No.
Okay.
He's,
all right, that's cool. All right. All right, it is what it is. And I. Oh, you know what?
What?
He's still on here. Here. Don't hang up.
Oh,
I forgot to give you your single card reading, but that's okay. I can give it to you. I just put him on mute. He is not hung up on. His is the Ace of Clubs. Significant communication in relation to your question is highlighted. Written correspondence, telephone conversation, email, and or fax messages, which are almost going away, are perceived to carry considerable weight in the outcome of this situation. Once important information has been received, rest assured that you will find yourself moving toward achieving a stronger position overall.
Well, I really think that there's money on the way.
That was the
for this young man.
That was
yeah.
He had to pick a subject first time, and he said, "Yeah, you know, finances is a big deal." I mean, that's probably. In finances, you can wrap up in a bigger category. That can go employment, too, not just money.
It certainly can.
Yeah, put them together because they kind of go hand in hand, typically, not all the time.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything you need to discuss? And, oh, international shout-out to Rachel in Australia. Welcome, Rachel. Welcome. I'm just scrolling quick back because I don't get a chance to watch the chat the whole time. All right. I think I've got all the international folks caught up. And I believe it is time. The time has come to keep moving. Moving. Oh, like freaking Tom Petty said.
Did he?
I got to keep moving. Move it. Remember, oh, my.
Oh, God, I love that song.
All right, anyway, let's see. We're going to area code 518, which is going to, we're still staying up in the Northeast. 518 shall be in the state of New York. 518, welcome to the show, your second caller.
Hello. Glad to have you.
Hey. Hi, my name is Marie.
Hi, Marie. Have we spoken?
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
Excellent. This must be a Libra night. My birthday's in a couple days.
Oh,
2 days exactly.
Okay. Happy birthday to you.
We're happy
Thanks.
Couple days of your birthday to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't know if I can do this. This is my first time calling in, and I have two quick questions.
Sure.
Yeah, you can do two. Absolutely.
Thank you. My first one is regarding a job. Now, I've been looking for a job for a while. I've had some offers, but one job I interviewed for, I believe the interview went very well. It was almost 2 weeks ago. They did tell me they have a lot of positions to interview for different areas. It is with a state agency, and the position, like the training, won't start until November. What do you see with this? Did I get it? Are they going to call me back and say, yes, you got it. Good luck to your training.
And what is your second question?
Yeah, go ahead and blow the second question out before she puts the cards down.
Okay, my second question is about a certain person. I don't know what you mean.
Well,
oh, background.
Are you involved?
Yeah.
Or wannabe?
This is someone I was a long time ago, and I'd like to know if we will reconnect.
A blast from the past. Now,
a good one.
I would say, why, if it's somebody from a long time ago, why was it now popping into your head? What has happened?
You know, here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't the best boyfriend, but, well, he was for a while, but anyway, wasn't the best boyfriend, but he makes a very good friend to his friend. And, you know, you have someone, you know, someone who's very fun, very easygoing, good to their friends, and you think, maybe I should have never dated him. Maybe I should have just been their friend.
Sometimes that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Has a lot of time passed.
Yeah, did you guys run into each other? I mean, what made you think about him?
Well, he's always kind of been in the back of my head, you know. We lived together for a couple of years. And then, you know, it's kind of hostile right now. I saw him a couple times over the summer. And
there's
a few reasons. Yeah, a few reasons here and there. I don't know. He just make a great friend, and we have, you know, I think a lot of things in common. And you know, if we could just get past the hostility and maybe have a good.
So she would like to be friends again.
Mm-hmm. Is he hostile to you, or are you toward him?
Good question. Or is it mutual?
He insists, you want me back, so you're going to ruin everything for me in my life. And no, at one point maybe I did, but there were reasons in the mix.
That's what women do.
He was part to blame. Huh?
I said, that's what women do. They ruin men's lives. I'm just kidding.
yep, we're evil. No, not all of us.
Evil, but that's why they're sexy. Ha. So you'll.
That's
you'll,
right.
The old apple. Ooh, look at this, Adam.
Yeah, right. But, you know, I know the kind of person he is. He's fun. He's usually pretty easygoing, except to me. He's got a lot of good qualities. I would love to be his friend. Sincerely his friend. I don't want him back. He thinks I do. So in the back of his mind, he thinks, she's going to ruin every effing thing for me. So I can't even go there with her to be friends.
Okay.
But I really.
Well, I think your cards are really going to surprise you.
First of all, for
your first time person, you are just like the young man that called before you. You're an easy read. You're an open book.
Okay.
Which is really good for a first time person.
Yes. Most times, this is usually men, but it's like peeling an onion, and you got to get through all this BS with them.
This is bullshit.
Well, I try to be open. I'm clairvoyant.
Oh.
Oh, well, then there you go. That would be why.
Well, here's what I've got for you.
Yep.
I think it's yes on both questions.
Multiple yeses.
I do feel you're going to get a call for the job. Maybe it'll be another interview. Maybe, you know, sometimes in the past when I worked regular jobs long ago, I would go in and interview on one job. Then they'd call me back after a time and they'd say, hey, we've got another job we'd like you to interview for. We think you're better than what the previous job
involved. And that's a good thing.
Well, they're all kind of the same similar job they're hiring for. It's the same type of job, just different agencies.
All right. But I feel you've got an excellent chance. And with him.
And when should I hear?
Oh, well.
Did you see a time frame
attached
to it?
Yeah, the Three of Clubs is on this, which is a card that means I view it as coming soon. Now, soon is a word.
A relative term, especially if you've been trying to achieve a goal for years. Soon could be another almost a year, possibly.
Well, not
which is not.
Case.
I'm not saying in this case.
No, this
right.
is
it's
this
a relative
is,
thing.
I could go as soon as either very soon as tomorrow.
Well, you know, seriously,
3 days.
My watch has very soon.
Okay, that sounds about right for like the time frame that I'm thinking, like, if I'll know this week.
Okay. And, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm hoping that's the case.
Of course you are.
I do, and I think that it's going to be a job you're really going to enjoy. All right.
It's a job that I really, really, like I said, I've passed up a couple opportunities.
Yeah.
Because I really felt this one went, not that the other ones, obviously they reached out when we're interested, but I feel this one is the one I really want.
Well, and with your own gift of clairvoyancy, I'm sure that you pick up a little something here and there.
Yeah,
too.
That would make sense.
Yeah. I want you to know that there's a ladder I perceive above you, and it's a career ladder. And you will be climbing that very easily up.
That's where you want to go.
Okay. So think of this job as a stepping stone.
And there's nothing wrong with those kind of jobs.
Yeah, people today don't do as they did, 20, 30
years
ago?
Oh, I'd stay in this position. I'd stay in this position forever.
Are you? Okay. Well,
I said I would stay if I get this. I would stay there, I don't care if I ever move up.
And, of course, that would be your
As long as you're happy, then that is, in a sense, moving up to the top, because that is the top.
Well, unfortunately, due to my situation, I can't work full-time, so I don't really have a way to advance in that position.
Okay. And in a lot of positions, too, if you're not doing full-time.
Unfortunately,
and that's fine. We're not going to pry.
The cards are simply saying the opportunity exists that you could find that ladder.
But the opportunity is there. That sometimes makes you feel good. I've been offered.
Hey, I'll take it if it's offered. No doubt.
Yeah. Okay. Now about the
ex-boyfriend, the friend thing.
His hostility is just a front. It's a facade. Because my perception is this man loves you. He's realized as time has passed that he loved having a good time when he should have loved you. Okay? He had his friends and stuff like that. But I think that the reality is he really liked to get things back together. But if you are totally against it, well, of course.
No, I'm not, but I mean, I would be okay with friends, but I would not put up with what I dealt with. He treated me very well for quite a while, and then I've known him 20 years, so.
I
haven't really talked to him.
He's doing a lot of growing and maturing.
I kind of feel that, too.
So your cards in general look very nice to me. Very nice. Lots of beautiful things coming in this new year. That is Jim.
All right, stand by.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
Before you depart, we have a single card for you from the virtual deck. And
we'll read
it to you now. Your card is an Ace of Clubs again.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Significant communication in relation to your question is highlighted. Written correspondence, telephone conversation, email, and or fax messages are perceived to carry considerable weight in the outcome of this situation. Once important information has been received, rest assured that you will find yourself moving toward achieving a stronger position overall. And she has two questions, so.
I think it's worth toward the job, but.
That would make sense because it talks about a lot of official correspondence. So,
Well,
that's
good
thing,
then. To meet you.
Yes, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
God bless.
Heard us to the first caller, you don't have to be a stranger. Keep on calling when we do shows.
Yes, we'd love to hear.
International shout out to Virgil. Very delayed, but we had a lot of stuff going on. International shout out. In the UK, he is. All right. Ready, Miss Deborah?
Of course.
Are you sure?
I was born ready, baby.
All right, because it's 520. Oh, Lisa. Bring it on. Bring it on. Your volume's on there.
So where were you during the light. How did he say?
Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday night. We missed your presence.
Well,
you must have been a busy little girl.
Yeah, you know, no, it's true. It's absolutely true because I don't know. I hope I'm not coming down with anything. I'm just really trying to take time for. Now, let's see, we were doing something. I know that the neighbor has been a big part of what we were doing. Let's see. We had waffles. We made homemade waffles, and then we had dinner that we made, or I made. I think that was yesterday. And then Saturday.
Probably Ann.
Well, I'm trying to remember when I got here with my grandson. I have him for a week. And
a week already, though, okay.
Oh, yes, now I remember. Oh, my God, yes, I remember. I had to go with an artist I've been working with. And I took my grandson. We went to another town. We went to buy art supplies. But there's an event coming up. I think I'm going to bow out because I'm too spread all over the map. I'm just too spread all over the map. And I had no idea. I wasn't connecting the dots that this obligation was going to be an everyday thing and that, you know, I've got to put my grandson first. I look forward to him coming, and, you know, I just can't, yeah. So, that's what happened. I was trying to call you guys, but she was in the car, and we were getting art supplies. And so I have to deal with that. I have to deal with telling her, you know, I'm bowing out. You know, I'll just pick it up after the weekends because this is my obligation, and lovingly and happily I give it. So, I have them for a whole week. And so today we spent on our own and we're just kind of lazy. And then tomorrow my grandson and I are doing some errands and then the neighbor's going to come over and I got across, jigsaw puzzle that they can play together. And then we go to the park together, you know, the three of us. And then tomorrow I'm making dinner and the three of us will eat, you know, and then we'll also play the jigsaw puzzle. So, and then, yeah, that's kind of, you know, just kind of doing family-oriented stuff.
Okay, so what is your question for me?
Indeed, what is it?
I'm really happy. I'm so happy. And I talked to him, the neighbor, this morning, and he's very happy, too. And I could tell he was happy here last night.
Happy fucking horses and right into happy fucking land. It's happy land. Happy, happy, fucking happy. Welcome to Planet Happy, folks.
It would be terrible if we were sad.
It would be the opposite of happy. That would be the opposite of happy. It would be sad. That is a true statement. He is not a liar, Lisa.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy. So what would you like the cards to say if happy is going to be forever?
I live on the power of unicorn farts and rainbows.
Yeah, as well you should. Well, you live out west. There's a lot of people that are on some kind of, I don't know what's going on out there out west.
Mushrooms, I guess.
It could be. There's something out there that is weird. I don't know what's going on.
Unicorn farts. They're heavy with mushrooms.
Rainbows.
Yeah. They graze on the mushrooms and then the unicorns fart it out.
You know, and that could be a psychedelic thing too.
Okay, now I gotta ask, how is the legal case going from the accident?
Oh God, it's been a long.
Well,
we kind of
touched base on it last night, he and I, and he said he had talked to the lawyer and everything looks, you know, like our information to the lawyer is up to date, and I asked him, and I can also call the lawyer myself. I asked him, you know, what do you think? Is there a timeline? And he said he doesn't know. And I said, well, I've never been in a lawsuit before. I've never been in an accident before. And really, you know, I can call because there's a separate case for me. So
No, I think you should.
I think you should.
I think you should.
Because the way I see things shaking out, you're not going to be happy with
what
is it?
Two pennies?
Legal disclaimer here now.
Yeah, remember. I forgot.
We can't give you specific legal stuff. She can just tell you about your happiness level or unhappiness level.
But it's under sure to come true, which would be very worrisome to me. If these were my cards, I'd want to check on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been through more than just, it's been more than just physical misery.
Right. Oh, and a lot of that physical stuff definitely goes right to the brain, stress, worries, anguish.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to get into the hardcore drugs, so she's obviously been dealing with the pain a lot more. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, of course, this is quite some time ago, I was in a car accident, and the attorney that my father got for the case, that man advised me to get into therapy right away because he said it would be good for the case if I was afraid to drive a car again.
The case. I don't know if any car accident you've been in before, but okay.
A long time ago.
All right. Roger that, then.
So it's kind of like you want to beat things up. You make sure you're going to get more than, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I understand.
More than what they're paying just for the bill.
Well, because they want to pay the bare minimum.
And you should try to get a doctor who's going to project, you know, your prognosis into the future.
Typically, a good legal team has those kind of doctors, and they would send you to them. So I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's not a legal reading. It's how you feel about the legal thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what, though. I got to say this to you. And please, Lisa, don't see this as me making a judgment. I am not. But your grandson there enjoys being there so much that it actually feels to him kind of abusive to have to go back. But there's nothing you can do. The only thing is maybe trim back on the fun just a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
No, he knows.
Like, go out and pick up rocks.
He knows that he comes here whenever there's a span of time. You know, and he and I are going to go and have a discussion with somebody.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Roger that. That is always a good thing.
Yeah, I think that would be really good. You know, he's going to get old enough where he's going to he'll be old enough to tell the court, I want to go live with Grandma or Nana, whatever he calls you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he should, you know. Jeez.
Yeah.
But all in all, you know, I do see here that your neighbor is starting to feel a shift in your relationship away from being, you know, this hot, steamy, passionate, whatever it's been, you know, between you. And he's feeling like he's, what?
What? Are we talking about the same thing?
Why?
Hot, steamy, passionate? I haven't seen any of this shit yet. What? Where do you see that in the cards?
I'm saying that when they've been together, they...
They're happy, but I don't know about the hot, steamy, passionate shit.
Well, they used to do a lot of kissing and rubbing and...
I remember when I was in the sixth grade.
Jesus. Now, that is very judgmental of you in a very subtle way. The subtext on that sucks.
You know what?
What?
All right. Here's the deal, folks. If I am... at my age, happy with just doing touching and feeling through clothing, fucking shoot me, okay? I'm done. I have no, you know what? I should donate my genitalia. Because why would I need it if that's going to be good enough for me? Why? Why would I need that? That's not passion. That's all I'm saying. You got to, come on, that's not passionate. It's fine to be happy with being, companionship is great, but don't call it hot passion. Steamy? Do you know what steamy means? What does steamy mean?
When it's hot and heavy and, you know, just, You know what? You read the cards then.
I'm not reading the cards, Deb. I'm just listening to the adjective use. I'm like, whoa. Hot.
I'm telling you what he feels.
Oh, what he feels. Okay, right.
Yes,
right.
It
okay.
May
I thought you meant what you saw. Oh.
Pay attention there, mister.
Yeah, I have short attention span. I suck. I know that.
Yeah, God. I was saying he feels the shift and not very happy about it.
I don't understand.
Well, you were making moves on him all the time, and your cards are reflecting that, no, this may not even quite happen yet. Remember, a lot of this stuff is towards the future, and the future is every moment after right now.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
So he thinks I'm backing off?
He thinks that you are evolving. What, is that a good word?
There's nothing wrong with evolving. We
no,
all evolve.
You know what? This is what I'm doing. And when we're together, like we were together last night, we were at the dinner table, you know, long after my kid had eaten and he's watching a kid's movie right near us. We're all three of us, family. And we spent a lot of time talking. And this is what I'm doing since we had that big old fight. That was horrible, the fight. And, you know, all those days that, you know, it was back and forth and nothing was, it was just awful. And so he and I have been, you know, he comes and he sits and he talks with me and I talk with him. But like right now I called him and I said, well, do you want to have dinner tomorrow? Because I'm not going to overwhelm him. And I said, look at your calendar.
Yeah.
Well, and we're going to go see when we can do such and such. You know, because he hurt my feelings horribly when we had that huge fight because I was trying to make up to him. And I said to him, can I take, you know, that was, I don't know, how long ago was that, a month and a half ago or whatever. And I called him the next day and I said, can I take you to breakfast? Can I take you to lunch to make up for? And I said, I said, I'm sorry. He said, don't say sorry anymore. You need to change your behavior. I said, you don't lecture me. And he said, well, I can't commit to lunch or breakfast. And it just kept dragging, you know, and then he would do the silhouette with his hand, tipping the hat, blah, 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 blah. So,
sure.
You know, I'm stepping on ice as far as I'm not going to come at. I don't want my feelings hurt anymore. And
exactly.
Well, I mean, you do get feelings hurt.
So that's
so, no,
what
I'm not,
I was conveying here. And Jim misconstrued it.
Oh, I can elaborate on that when you're done, though.
Or screwed it.
Finish your train of thought and let me jump in real quick.
He is not.
And, you know, I have told him, this is what I told him. He gave me a big old bouquet of flowers for my birthday. And I told him, I said, those bouquet of flowers, you know, and they're still on the table. They came from a florist the last, till next century. I said, you know, they break my heart because of their beauty. And then another point I told him, the way your hair waves, I told him another morning this. I said, the way your hair waves back, I said, that beauty of your hair waving back breaks my heart, the beauty of it. So I've been telling, but I've been going softly. I haven't been like,
yeah.
You know, every line like I was before. I think he can, oh, he doesn't feel it then? He doesn't feel that I feel this for him?
That's a question to you, Deb.
Yeah, I'm getting the question. What I'm trying to say, without this getting super complicated, is what I'm feeling from this is that he senses that you are changing, and he's sorry to see it change.
I know what you're saying.
Oh God, no, I'm not changing. I just don't want my feelings hurt. I don't like being rejected.
That's
I'm not, you know, when that was a big rejection when I said, can I take you to breakfast or lunch to make up for whatever he was angry at me for, and I still don't know why. And he said, at this time, I can't commit.
Now, I was married to somebody that was just like this. Imagine yourself married to this man, trying to continually find a way to make it up to him. And you say, I'm not doing that anymore.
I don't do that. I don't do that. You know,
he was used to that.
He was used to that.
And the fact that you don't do that anymore, as broken as it is, he's thinking she's on her way out. She's checking out. Because he got used to bending over backwards. Take, that's what she just said. I'm not even, I'm just, right? He got used to her giving a shit, right?
That you're withdrawing. Yeah.
Yeah, he got used to you.
And he took it for granted.
He got used to you not caring about getting hurt. And in his demented mind,
but
he's
before he didn't. Did he hurt me? I think I would tell him, you know, you hurt my feelings when you said such and such or whatever. I don't know. I don't know how else to tell him. You know, I'm still crazy about the dude and right now we're getting along so nice and we're making family plans, you know, and I don't know what else to do. I could say, look, I got my feelings really badly hurt when we had that big fight, and I'm afraid of getting hurt again. I could say. I don't know what I could say. Who
Why can't you
say
that?
Say?
Why can't you say that after 12 months together?
Yeah, I can. I can. Oh. Yeah.
You should be able to. And if you can't, then they ain't right. You should be able to say whatever the hell's on your mind, unless it's really ridiculous. And that's not ridiculous.
Well, and you know what? I could also just kick them in the fucking nuts.
That's always an option. It's always an option now.
And have smashed nuts.
As long as you've got a guy that's going to call the cops on you, there's always an option. You know, and if he's been kicked in the nuts before, he would have a nut cup on that wouldn't hurt him. But I'm just saying.
And I'm going to remind you, he hurt many a time.
He's forgetting.
Over the past year.
Yep.
And you know what happens when somebody hurts you and hurts you and hurts you?
Yeah.
You start to not want to be there anymore.
Yep.
Yeah.
You protect yourself. Yeah.
You're not doing anything wrong. That's a normal human reaction, like you said, to protect yourself. You're like, why would I keep doing this? And it really upsets me so much. I got to, like, pull back a little bit at least.
And I wish, not wish, I'm going to say I'm glad that I am not seeing here that he's doing this deliberately to get you to go away, because come on, you men, you love to use that tactic.
Yeah, but you're not going to do this. If you're going to do something to deliberately get a woman to go away, you're going to go all out. You're not going to just do one thing. He wouldn't be spending time with her. He wouldn't be hanging out with the kid. If he wanted her to go
away,
you
know, and I tell him,
he'd be totally shutting
down. I tell him stuff about himself that is really true, and he didn't know about it until he and I started talking. The guy has incredible and stellar brain capacity in certain areas of what his profession was. He was, you know, in construction, and the way he talks, and I constantly point that out. I had a very I had to work really hard at whatever any of the goals that I was successful at reaching. I had to have, you know, anything. Yeah, I had to wake up at 2 a.m., you know, when I'm studying. I mean, this guy is not like that. This guy is so, and I tell him that, you know, I tell him. And he's now starting to receive that information. Before he would say, he was just blowing smoke up my ass, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, the cards are agreeing with you. They concur, because if he was trying to hurt you enough to get rid of you, and they do that.
Yeah, but they go all out.
They make plans with you. They don't show up.
Yeah,
they lie. You know.
He's not doing that. He's still doing.
He's never done that. I don't think he's done that.
But
I'm trying to be honest.
The card is my point.
You mean in the future?
Yeah.
Right now, I know he's not, just because they're spending time together. When you want to get rid of a chick, you don't spend time with her. What the fuck is wrong with you? You can't get rid of somebody like that.
Tell her that her tater tot casserole.
That's right.
Sucks.
You do that.
No, he said the tater tot casserole is out of sight, and I told him that is unhealthy shit that we ate.
It is. But for the holidays, you know what? When the holidays come around. As long as it's not going to put you in the hospital.
Yeah, it's party time. It is.
You know what? Kids love it.
And
they beg for it.
And you can vary it depending on everybody's wants and desires. More cheese. You could throw some cream and mushrooms.
Yeah, no, it's great stuff. I mean, it's wonderful. But, oh, my Lord. Yeah, and you're right. It's great. Kids love it. I mean, you know, yeah, we don't, we're not like carrot sticks and celery here for sure. I mean, I could make that stuff again. It's just, I love it too much.
Well, right, same here.
Well, Christmas same is here. About yummy bad food.
Yeah, there's a few days a year that you just say screw it on everything.
God, you're gonna make me have to make it.
I know. I want to eat some right now, and I don't need it either. I don't need it either.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like you said, you can make the you know, instead of cream of mushroom soup, you can make it from scratch.
Yeah.
And it's simple to make from scratch. Hey, you know what I made last night, and everybody loved it. And see, he and I had a friend over.
We had a girlfriend.
Not last night. What I made was Kung Fu chicken.
Kung Fu
I've
chicken?
I've never made that before.
No, she said Kung Fu.
And it was a smash hit.
Kung Pao.
Are you talking Kung Pao?
He told me, oh, maybe I'm not saying it right. He told me, so when we have other guests come, because we on occasion now, we're starting to have guests come over when it's my grandson's not here. But he said, when we have guests, make this.
Yeah.
But I'm going to plan to make naan. I've been following YouTube recipes. And then how do you say that?
The Indian falafel?
First off, I should learn how to pronounce these dishes. Falafel?
You're talking that Indian bread, right? That naan?
It's all over the internet.
If I was ever like put in jail, you must have bread and water so long as you bring me naan.
Yeah.
All over the internet. I was telling him last night, I said, men are making that stuff.
It is awesome.
So, I can make that and falafel. So we plan... You know, we're planning stuff. I don't know what else to do. And I can tell them, spread your butt cheeks and I'll kiss you. You know, I don't know.
You're doing great.
You really are.
You
don't have to worry about yourself. You're doing
Yeah.
Fine. You're not doing anything wrong. You're going steady.
Yeah.
Steady as she goes.
Yeah, it looks very good for you. Very.
Indeed it does. And... Her single card says it is a seven of hearts, Deb. Allow the faith and the loyalty of a genuine friend to lead the way in this matter. Someone stands ready to help you in your time of need. Don't be afraid to reach out.
I believe it. And that's what I'm letting him do this time. I'm letting him take the lead on this. And I'm going to see what's going on. I'm not going to do any more of that. He knows where I'm at. He knows how I feel. I'm sorry to hear the cards are speaking that way because it makes me look at this a little differently. I don't know.
Well, I don't get paid enough to make up stories in the cards. I have to go with what's true. But I get it. Yes.
I embrace it.
Well, here's the thing that I wanted to stress. If you have three good friends, I mean, true blue friends during your lifetime, you're doing really well because a lot of them are good time Charlies. A lot of them just want to manipulate you and get something from you.
And you know who my three good friends are? Me, myself, and I.
There you go.
They should be your best friends for every single person on this planet. They should be.
Yeah.
Because you gotta love yourself before you can love anybody else or let them love you
first. Exactly.
As it sounds, as cliche as it sounds.
No, it doesn't sound stupid. It sounds truthful. And
I think I've heard that many a time. And, when you're young, you're like, yeah. But you know what? You gotta. If you have to look out for yourself first. You can't rely on other people. You got to look out for yourself, mentally and physically, not just physically, mentally too. All right, enough of me. I don't really have a soapbox.
Unfortunately, everyone.
Yeah, we have exceeded our time limit. I extended the show to the folks. Well, thank you, Lisa. Lisa has been holding for over an hour, so she's a very patient woman.
Well, and here's the thing to those who are listening or waiting to get their chance. Lisa has agreed for almost a year now to be a case study on the show. And we get a lot of positive feedback about Lisa, about her willingness, courageousness to come out here and do this. And also, they say, well, give us more. So if any of you want more than just a quickie in the sense of a reading.
Well, sometimes quickies are okay, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, sometimes quickies are okay.
Right, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
If you would like to become a future case study, as Lisa has, let me know. And then that way you'll have a continuing reading. Many of you come to the show all the time. Kirstie, I know you have lost your husband.
And that's a shout out to Kirstie in the UK. Very super delayed. Sorry. Kirstie.
And working to, you know, survive all that grief. There's others here. Rachel, you've got your issues. Catherine, et cetera, et cetera. Many of you want to become a case study. All we ask.
Hey, my freelance gynecological, my whole company really suffered during COVID.
Yeah.
I almost went under, so to speak. So, but I'm back in my, I do gynecological exams still now that COVID's over. So.
Gynecological.
COVID was rough. Things got rough during COVID. But you know what? I'm back. I'm freelance again. Just to let you know.
And he's doing colonoscopies.
No, I am not doing that. I am not a fan of the, I do not go near the butts.
Have you had one?
You know I had a colonoscopy. You had to be there to drive me home.
By a man?
It's by an instrument. It's by an instrument that is not attached to a human, okay? It's, yeah, you know, Deb.
Yeah, and you know what somebody just said on here, Lisa, about
what did somebody
you?
Just say on here?
We love Lisa. She says it's her soap, like soap opera. And you know what? It is a good story to follow you. It is.
Oh, excuse me. I got carbonation.
So I think we have to sign off.
We have to go. Thank you so much.
Before they chase us out of here.
They shall chase us away. Well,
yeah.
Yep. I don't know how this is going to work out. Let's try.
Right. What are we doing?
Adios, au revoir, I'll be the same.